One, two, three, four.
Jason and Zoe, the Mad Mad. It's Jason
and Zoe,
the Milk Bar.
Welcome along. It's episode 40 of the Milk Bar.
40.
And you're getting too excited. Jason, Zoe with you? Are you thrilled at the fact it's number 40?
Yeah, it's quite exciting, isn't
it? It's well on the way to being nearly 12 months, isn't it? What have your life wasted?
Should we have a party?
Well, we could do. Based on your planning techniques, you'd better get started last week.
Yes, but I'm not very good, am I?
No. How's your life?
Very good, yeah, very busy,
really?
As always.
Yeah.
Yes.
What haven't you had time to do this week?
Get any guests, probably.
Yes, we do like to point out how hopeless you are.
I've told you who I've tried to get.
You tried to get Majeure, but he was having nothing to do with you.
No.
Quite clearly heard.
Phone.
I think it was the shock of Nick Kershaw hearing about, what was it, male erectile dysfunction last week. That he wasn't quite the same after that, was he?
Obviously spread the news round.
Yeah, don't talk to them, they talk about penises. Well, there we go. So that was a song, it wasn't our fault.
No.
That's the way we're going to stick
that.
Right, okay then. So on this week's podcast, you've made notes. What have we got?
The lights.
Yeah.
They're my favourites.
They're actually called
background.
The lights, not the lights.
A man about phones in the
band.
Corner.
Say hello to the band first. Hello, band.
Hello. Hello, Zoe. Hello, Jason.
All right.
Happy 40th.
Thank you very much, even though.
Day over.
Yeah, that's a worrying part. I'm getting dangerously close to being 40, but there we go. Right, with them in a moment or two. You mentioned man about phones
man
in the
about
corner.
Phones, yes,
you
didn't... that's the email I received a few weeks ago.
Well, yeah, it's Carl Ratcliffe, and he will be on that fader, I think. Hello.
Hello.
Now, we'll be nattering all about Wolves Mobile in a short while's time with you, and also finding out some of the newest handsets on the market.
That's correct, yeah.
That's something to look forward to, because you like your phone, don't you?
I do. I love my phone, but I've got an upgrade coming, so I'd like to know.
Oh, thingy, what's
yes,
it?
Yes, you
do
know,
that.
I want a new one.
Okay, so that'll be our advertisement feature. Also, a little bit later on, we're talking to Jackie Graham. She's got a load of stuff being re-released at the moment.
Oh.
And some stuff that you couldn't get on CD or download before. So that's on its way a bit later. But as we seem to be very musical, we can go to the phones now and talk about the Brood Music Festival. We mentioned it last week.
We talked quite a lot about it
we
last
did
week,
last
didn't we?
Yeah, Martin the Sandman got a bit carried away with the Brood Music Festival, didn't he? But Angus Parker joins us now. Hello, sir.
Hello, Jason. How are you?
I'm all right. It's the time of year when tickets will be going on sale for this fairly soon. Just over a week away, isn't it?
Yes, we hope to launch the tickets next week. on our website, and people can buy them actually by PayPal, or we will have two venues in the village centre of Brood, the Swan Hotel and the Mess Restaurant, where people can actually purchase them as well.
Physically go along and buy tickets. We talked a bit about it last week, because we were talking to Martin the Soundman, and he has fond
memories.
He's
been there,
of
hasn't he? He loved it, didn't he?
He played the Village Hall in the
yeah.
distant past. The Sound of the Ladies is the name of his band. We should call him refer to it properly. But it's a major weekend full of entertainment, isn't it?
It is. It starts on the Friday the 16th of July with free entertainment. So anybody that wants to come along, anybody in the community,
mm-hmm.
In and around Brood, it's not just for Brood villagers, with some excellent bands that we've got on at the various pubs in the village.
Now, a full list of places that have bands playing can be found online. So what's the web address if people want to start surfing for that whilst we talk?
It's www.broodmusicfestival.com.
So broodmusicfestival.com. As you say, so Friday night is a free night. Saturday, though,
it's the
big one, isn't it?
It is. Well, hopefully you're going to assist us there as well.
It's in my diary.
Yes, we've got a fabulous lineup. We've got The Animals and Friends.
Mm-hmm.
One of their friends is a guy called Spencer Davis, who's coming over from America, not just to do the Brood Music Festival, obviously.
Let's tell everybody he is.
I was going to say, you want it as an exclusive, don't you? Just at the Brood Festival.
Spencer Davis, The Animals. As you're probably aware, there's only two originals left, but they are a top quality band and were actually performed last year at the Civic.
Mm-hmm.
Supported by Steve Ellis, the voice of Love Affair. Of course, had a number one in 1968. With Everlasting Love,
mm-hmm.
Rainbow Valley, to mention another one, accompanied by Chip Hawkes and the Tremolos.
So it's going to be a good lineup for the headliners, and also, I believe, have you signed on the dotted line for the Lions yet?
We have.
Oh, they're very good.
We've got to mention as well, Amen Corner, the new Amen Corner.
Oh, and so it's just been a manic evening's entertainment. What time does all that start?
And it starts, gates open at 5:30. The actual first band on will be the young, talented, new Wolverhampton band called The Lines. Their first start opening the show.
What time have I got to be there then?
You can come in the shop first, Jason. I'm sure everybody needs their essential stationery and computer goods.
You've just talked all over Angus telling me what time I've got to be there, which didn't know. What time have I got to be there, Angus?
You've got to be there between 5 and 5:30.
Okay, so there we go. Look, as long as I've got my running order, I'll be fine. So that should be a really good gig. I mean, I'm quite happy to come along because I know I enjoyed it last time round. But it isn't all over after Saturday night, is it? There's more on Sunday.
You've got a free concert on Sunday in the village centre. The stage is transported from the venue at St Dominic's School in Brew from the Saturday night into the village centre. We have a professional outdoor stage done by a reputable company from Wiltshire called A1. They do Glastonbury and V Festival stages. And we have a very diverse Sunday afternoon from about 12 o'clock till about 6.
It should be another. I'd say there is a wide range of musical artists on that one because I know we've spoken about this in the last week or so, and there's a lot of. There's something for everybody there, pretty much, isn't there?
We've got a musical youth theatre company doing a performance for 20 minutes. We've got some solo guitarists. We've got an African drumming band from Wolverhampton. We're trying to get a Bangra band on. So it's the whole culture show. You know, from the whole spectrum, we've got folk, we've got covers bands, and we've got Gene Martin, internationally renowned organist. And we've also got the Copycats closing the show on the afternoon, and they, of course, supported Shawaddy Waddy last time.
They did, and they were very good then. I've seen them since. They went through a period where I saw them every weekend, I think, for about 3 or 4 weeks, they turned up everywhere, including a gig that was fundraising for the Brood Music Festival I came along to probably last year now, isn't it?
I think it was last year, yes. You very kindly came along and hosted that one for us.
It keeps me out of trouble. That's yeah. and anything that involves free music I'll turn up to, pretty much. But there we are. So it's worth getting along to the website. Make sure you get your tickets early. How much is it for the Saturday night?
It's £15.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that is cheap compared to what you're actually going to get.
Oh yeah, looking at the number of bands you've got on there, you'd probably pay £15 each for at least two, if not three, of those.
Definitely.
That are appearing. So worth doing.
You've got 5.5 hours entertainment.
Yep, and unfortunately me stuck in between some of that as well. Well, you don't hold that against it. Go along, book your tickets. So broodmusicfestival.com, and you can find out full details and even buy online this time round.
You can.
Angus, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Jason.
Cheers. Ta-ra for now.
Bye-bye.
Well, see you in July.
Okay, thank you very much indeed.
Ta-ra for now.
Cheers now, bye-bye.
Bye. Right, so that's the full details on the Brood Music Festival.
Yeah.
Should we have some music now, though?
Oh, please.
Okay, so I'm going to wake the lights up again now. Right, hello, guys.
Hello.
Right, this involves switching virtually every single microphone on in the building now. What have you got lined up for us first?
We're going to play January Blues, which was our last single.
Ah, I'd know that one, and I rather like that one. So, looking forward to that. If you're ready, guys, do take it away.
Cheers.
Stick a pin in the map, said that's where we should be. Well, I'm tied up now. Why don't she set yourself free? She said if she were a man, she'd make the most of it all, and that she'll ride if she can. But she refuses to call. It used to matter, now it don't matter at all. Take it easy. You can't get nothing but speed. She said she had to admit it felt like more than a kiss, and ended up with a hit. Though she had wanted a miss, she used to wonder, but now she has to insist.
applause, please.
Thank you.
Excellent.
That was brilliant. And I love the way every single time you've done that now, which is twice because you've been in before, that one note managed to blow up the desk. So that sounds really good on the recording. So that's
this, I think.
There we go. Such is life. We'll hear more from you a bit and catch up on the rest of what's been going on.
Cheers.
To the phones we go there, though, and Jackie Graham joins us. Hello.
Hello, darling. Everything all right?
I'm good, apart from the slight croaky throat
today.
So if I stop talking, don't worry, you just take over, OK?
I'll be checking you out later.
Oh, dear. If anybody can sort of keep going when,
I'll
in
be
the face
honored.
Of adversity. Well, that's something to look forward to. I like that idea. Now, Jackie.
Yes, darling.
Last time we met was at Wolverhampton's Top Talent Grand Final last year.
Oh, yes.
I was one of the ones making noises. I got to sit with the judges, and it was a pleasure sitting next to you the whole night.
Bless you. I got you, darling. Yeah, that was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had good fun at that, didn't we?
You know, there's so much talent in this world, my baby, and it was all quite local as well, weren't they?
Yeah, there's many of them from just Wolverhampton, but a few from further afield, even as far away as Telford.
We had
someone travel down from north for the final, then made it through. But it's good to see showcases like that, and it's not just people being churned out on television.
They were very good, weren't
that's
they?
That's right, because you know, like you said, we see it on the TV, although, but, because there's talent and it needs to be shown and whatever it is, but sometimes I just feel sorry, worried about the ones on the TV and so on, and hope that they've been guided properly and so on, just for the sake of making a reality TV thing for the public. But are they looking after the youngsters? Because I've met some of them along the way, and I'm thinking, listen, and I have to say to them, listen to Auntie Jackie, enjoy what's going on. I said, make the most of it, keep yourself grounded and everything else, but they get caught up in it, and if they've not got a strong foundation and family and stuff, it's a bit heart-wrenching for them, I think.
Now, music live, though, is the best way of seeing it, and you've actually been back doing a few gigs. You were in Brum last week, weren't you?
Oh, yes, my darling, yep. Because, everybody knows me, from the 80s and stuff like that, and I'm still working, still travelling, still touring, the world and everything else, but, and they know the dance things, but, yes, I was approached by the BBC, my love, in October I did Gershwin. Mm-hmm. Songs from Gershwin, and Friday just gone I did Duke Ellington, so that was that with the BBC Big Band, and that was awesome, because like I said, everybody knows me for the dance things, but there is another side to me, so it was really nice that people came up and they enjoyed it, and to have that huge sound that big band sound behind me, which is I don't get to do that very often, so oh my gosh, darling, I was having fun.
It sounds
I was as nervous
like
as anything though, but I was having so much fun.
It must be quite strange for you though, doing these different things and actually choosing the music. I take it they don't just give you free rein, there's people there working with you on it, but I bet you get your say, don't you?
Oh yeah, bless their heart. And because it's a project that Gershwin and the Duke Ellington thing, it's stuff that I've heard growing up. I've watched the films and, and been into. So when I started to research, when I was asked to do it, and I started to research the songs that I would like to tackle, and listening through some of the things, I'm going, I know this stuff. I know this, Ella Fitzgerald did this, Julie Garland did that, and Nat King Cole did this. And I'm thinking, oh, now this is going to be fun. So, yes, to do that. But, when I came out, on the scene back in the mid-80s and so on, early mid-80s, and I started to do my thing, I was thinking, it might be just a one-hit wonder thing going on here, but, listen, I'm going to make the most of it. I'm going to enjoy it. I had my little one on tow with me and everything else. So it was a family thing because, my daughter and my hubby, they manage me. Now she's a grown woman now and everything else, so they're still looking after mum. But it was just nice to think that I always wanted to have longevity in this industry, and I like all types of music. Yes, when I was growing up, I was brought up, reggae and stuff was in the house because my granny, the Jamaican family, my two uncles that lived at home, one was into jazz and one was into soul. So, and then, Motown and stuff was going on as I was growing up. So I sort of, that's really what I was very, very into. But I liked all the other stuff too. Mm-hmm. And now, I'm still here, 25 years as a recording artist in the industry. And I'm so grateful because, I'm gaining more and more fans now. And I see everybody now, and they're all wishing me to do, and willing me to do well, giving me so much love. And I've had a great, great time, baby.
Well, you did loads of stuff, though. I mean, you did some telly a while ago, didn't you? Was that back in 2006? You were on one of these...
Oh,
it was
a bit of a baby thing.
Yeah.
Yes, my darling. Well, you know what? because you've been away, and when I do shopping and stuff like that, everybody says, you know, have you retired, Jack? No, my sweet. I go to places like Australia and America and, you know, and Japan especially. I did really well in Japan. And that was in the 90s. I started to touch base with those sort of territories. And really just to say, hi, I'm a new girl in town. I got this new album. I hope you're going to like it. And they're saying to me, why have you never been here before? It's like, what? And they're quoting me songs from my albums and songs. I think, you know that stuff? So really what I'm saying is I was international back then, and I didn't even realize it. I was thinking Scandinavia and, you know, Europe, and I did a little bit in America and stuff like that. But to go that far afield and to find out that I was seriously international. So once again, darling, I made the most of it.
Well, when British pop goes around the world, and we found this when we were talking to the Nolans a while ago, didn't we? So they were really big in Japan. They lived off it. I think their kids through school.
That's right. You know, and to go to another world and be able to take my kids as well, you know, and just to see another world and, you know, another culture, and just to see how these people react to me. You know, because I didn't speak the language. Well, I don't speak the language. I just know courtesy things. But you know, I think through music, you can cross all sorts of boundaries, darling. Mm.
Well, you've talked about some of the music that you're doing, which is slightly away from your usual. Uh-huh. You've got a lot of albums which are being put back out there, dusted off the shelf and made sure they're crisp and sparkly and re-released on CD and also as digital formats now, haven't you?
Yes, they're all on... the net now, so some of the, actually there's one, the Breaking Away is coming back out I think at end of April or something like that in April. So and then I'm due to be working with, going to America to do some recordings as well with a lady by the name of Patrice Rushen. The Gershwin and the Duke Ellington album is going to be out later on in the year as a live album. So, and then there's also a biography supposed to be coming out as well. I've also got like a range of chocolates.
I know the chocolates. That's
the that?
I know about the chocolates.
Girl, did you hear about that? I'm coming to see you in a minute, right? So I'll give you a little taste.
You want some chocolates, don't you, Jason?
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, I've had a gentleman by the name of Paul Wayne Gregory, and he did the Queen's 80th birthday chocolates and stuff like that, and he did something for Mandela's 90th birthday as well. I think he's doing some stuff for Gary Rhodes like that. So, and he's got a lot of awards behind him. So, and then made a mask of my face in chocolate and all sorts of things. So, and because it's my anniversary this year, you know, we're doing a little selection of stuff coming out. So, look out for that as well.
Mm, that would be really good, a little chocolate.
Oh, girlfriend, I'm going to give you some in a minute.
Yeah, well, you are actually coming to join us, because I'm meeting with you tonight, because you are singing at Molyneux in a week or so's time as well. 27th for the game against Everton.
They said, I'm going, say what? Yeah, I'm coming.
Well, you've done a few stadium gigs in your time.
Yes, I God bless that, and I have done. But, you know, this is close to home, you know. Although I'm born, Birmingham born and bred, but Wolverhampton's adopted me. And it's just lovely that, you know, people have been like that. I've been here for, what, a good 20, 24 years, something like that. And to be asked to come to the... Well, I mean, I've been to the Molyneux on a few occasions, watching matches and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. But this time around, to actually come and, you know, have a little sing-song, that would be great.
And pop you in the middle of the pitch, and away you go.
Oh, my God.
As long as it's not too cold.
Oh, listen, I'm going to bless that pitch. Let me trust me.
We've got to win that game now, haven't we, though?
Oh, we need the Everton match, definitely. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll be there. You know, mind you, it might rain. I hope it doesn't rain, because I'm singing. But I hope it gives everybody good luck anyway.
That's what we planned for. It's been lovely to talk to you, Jackie. I will be seeing you later, but that's a side of the podcast now. I'm quite excited by the chocolates
concept.
I'll
bring you a limpet, darling, as well.
Yeah, the throat's starting to go. Talking too much is not good for me. But, Jackie, thanks for joining us, and I'm looking forward to seeing you soon and also hearing you sing at Molyneux. And you've also promised, well, your daughter has, that you'll come in and sing for us in the Milk Bar one week as well.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll get you on the podcast at some point.
I'm up for that, darling. I'm up for that.
That'd okay, nice. Well, we'll have another natter then. We can recap some of the albums and things that are coming out and hear you sing live for us. Here in the Milk Bar, that'd be cool.
Oh, bless your heart.
Jackie, lovely to speak to you, and I'll catch up with you soon, okay?
I'll check you both later.
Ta-ra for now.
Bye-bye, darling.
Cheers.
Bye.
Lovely talking to Jackie there.
She was lovely, wasn't she?
Chocolate's good for the throat as well.
Yeah. No, that's what you say.
Yeah, it works wonders. Shall we have some more from the band?
Oh, please.
Right, okay, switch all the microphones back on again. Okay, guys, now... Oh, hang on. Sean stood up. What's going on here?
This is my moment.
He's got legs.
Yeah.
I prefer to stand up for this.
What's he done with his guitar?
I don't know. It's on the floor down there. It's always a bit crowded here in the Mill Bar.
It's a new style I've developed of playing the guitar.
With your feet. That will be a treat to see if we're going to hold you to that one now. What are you doing? What on earth are you doing this time round?
Liz, would you like to introduce us?
We're doing an acoustic track that we sometimes pull out of the bag for occasions such as this, called Shortcuts.
Okay, it's all yours. They are the lights. Take it away. Clap that one, they didn't plan. That's impressive. So where are things at the moment then? Because you were releasing a single last time round when you came in, and you've got another one now, haven't you?
Well, this is Low Hundreds, which anybody who's
you're not
going
to do it yet. I'm not going to make you do it yet. So you can see that everyone stood up.
No, ready.
We've got to talk to Carl yet, because he's been stood there for about 25 minutes, half an hour now. We haven't spoken to him yet. But
he's been a bit left out.
But you have got another song that you're releasing again.
Yeah, I mean, last time we came in, we released January Blues. Mm-hmm. And then on April the 6th this year, we are releasing Low Hundreds. So there's a video on YouTube for it. A lot of people have already been on and had a look, and it's on our MySpace and stuff, so people can check it out. But it's officially out on April the 6th to download.
Mm-hmm. So give us the web address then for everything. Then where's it going?
Best place to go is our MySpace, which is /lightsmusic. Mm-hmm. And you can get on Facebook, Twitter, everything from there.
Okay, we haven't heard the last of you yet, so we'll hear a few more from you in a moment. Meanwhile, though, he's been waiting very patiently. Carl Ratcliffe, hello, sir.
Hello,
I'm Carl.
You're right.
I'm not too bad, you?
That's good. Yeah, all good with me. Mobile phones are one of my pet hobbies.
You've got lots of them, haven't you, Jason?
I've got because I ring a lot of people a lot of the time.
You had about three in your bag last week that you tipped out that you didn't realise you'd got.
I found some on mobile phones. You know how it is.
Really old for us.
Well, yes, but useful.
Nokias were they?
They were Nokias. Yeah, used to make them in the olden days and everything. They hadn't even got colour screens. I told you she was going to be true on this one, didn't I? But tell us what's going on in the mobile phone market, because it's been pretty much taken over by the iPhone at the moment, hasn't it?
By the iPhone?
Yeah.
It has. iPhone and BlackBerry are probably the two biggest selling handsets at the moment, to be honest with you.
It says Zoe waving her BlackBerry Storm 2.
Yes, I love my BlackBerry.
Is it a new Storm 1?
It's the old one, I'm afraid. I'll have to have a look at the new one.
And how fast are these things moving on at the moment? Is there more coming through? Because there's been lots of clones and there's the whole Android phone at the moment going on. What's happening with that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's like I say, the market's very big at the moment for BlackBerry handsets, especially the iPhone. I believe the brand new iPhone's coming out in June, which will be the 4GS. So, like I say, it's a very big industry, and most people have two handsets these days. So,
well, would you say that the iPhone's more for like the younger generation, and the BlackBerry's for like the business people? And the
BlackBerry's definitely a business handset because of the email facility.
Mm.
I think the iPhone's more for media, really, because it's linked up to iTunes and your videos.
See, I'd like a combination of both. I'd like my email facility, but I'd also like...
You'd like to be able to say facility, wouldn't you, for starters?
But I would like to have the music part of it as well, so I think a mixture of the two would be nice.
My iPhone works really well, because I'm using Microsoft Exchange, and I can just get my emails really simply on that one, so it does actually work quite well.
And you can set it up to do that.
Oh, yeah. And you'd even get Hotmail on there these days, can't you?
You can, yeah. You can get every app available, to be honest with you, on the iPhone, the same as the BlackBerry's.
Mm-hmm. If people aren't going for that sort of thing and they actually just want a telephone, can you still buy one?
You can, yeah. We do on Wolves Mobile, we do business contracts as well. And the most popular handset is a Nokia 6700.
Mm-hmm.
It's user-friendly, it hasn't got any gadgets on it, and it's robust. So
no touchscreen, I presume?
No touchscreen.
Because a lot of people find those a bit awkward to use, don't
exactly,
they?
Exactly, yeah. You either love them or hate them. It's what we call the Marmite phone, touchscreens. So.
So tell us a bit about Wolves Mobile, then, because it's something that XL Communications from Shropshire have launched in partnership with Wolverhampton.
With partnership, yeah. Wolves Mobile's been basically set up to offer a better plan to any fans of Wolves, really. Our aim is to actually save Wolves fans a lot of money each month on the mobile phone bills. Okay, and the second most important thing is that some of the revenue will actually go back to the Wolves Club itself as well, so it's another way of financially supporting your club.
And it works differently, though, because often with mobile phone companies you see all these special offers, get a free PlayStation, whatever else. That's the sort of thing you can offer, but also it's some much more club-specific items as well.
It is, yeah, that's correct. Like I say, we cover most networks, five major networks. There's hundreds of handsets available, and whether you're on pay-as-you-go or contract, whether you're a talker or a texter, we'll be able to get you a better deal, basically.
If you had to put a deal together at the moment, say for a personal customer, how much do you think someone who wanted to get unlimited texts has to spend?
With a new handset, as little as £10 a month.
Oh, that'd be ideal for my son. It doesn't ring anyone, it's just all text messages.
Mm-hmm.
And he's constantly going over his allowance each month.
Well, I've seen your son on Facebook, he can't spell either, can he?
No, but I think he just misses letters out.
It's supposed
trendy,
to be text
apparently.
Speak, is it, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm definitely very good at that one. So, Wolves Mobile, as we mentioned, this is almost an advertisement feature. Give us the web address if people do want it to go on.
Yeah, it's www.wolvesmobile.co.uk.
And that's basically a portal that you can go in, see some of the deals, but you can actually ring up and talk to somebody in the UK
you
as well.
You can, yeah. It's 01952 211676.
Give us the number again.
01952 211676.
So it's a relatively local number if you're in the Wolverhampton area, just over in Telford. And so wide variety of deals, and you never know, you could be finding yourself with a phone. You can actually buy and download Music by the Lights on it.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, so there's the deal. If you've got an iPhone, go on and search now and see what you can get by these guys.
I'm going to have a look for my son, actually, because he needs unlimited texts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be quite useful.
Because he's constantly texting his mum?
No, just all his friends from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's a shame.
And me as well.
Does he actually bother you with you?
Yes, he does.
He's not embarrassed by you at all?
He is when I ring him sometimes when he's out late at night, because it flashes up mum. And I said, why don't you just put my name in instead so nobody knows that it's me?
Yeah.
Because people laugh at him, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going there on that one. I'm not gonna say, they'll laugh at you as well, don't they? But that's mostly because of those shoes. I'm not impressed. Your shoes actually match your jumper this week. Well done.
Yes, they do.
That's good. But it's, that's something that normally gets you problems, isn't it?
Yes.
There we go.
You're constantly obsessed with my clothes, Jason.
It's because they never match.
They do.
They don't. You want style?
You're
Liz has style.
Like black and white.
That's because I come straight from work. I've just come straight from work. Can't believe you're let out looking like that. Right, should we go back to some more music? Or should we start a fight?
A fight.
It's one or the other.
No, let's have a music. Yeah.
Okay, right.
How can we decide?
No, go on. Band, you can stand up now. Right.
No, we want to see a fight.
No! It might involve damage to guitars and the like.
Okay. Then.
What have we got this time around? This is the new single, I take it.
This is the new single, Low Hundreds, yes.
Okay. It's all yours, once again. They are the lights. This Indeed. Is Low Hundreds.
Don't stop looking, cause I won't stop looking as we're passing through. We flow with the river down to the shore. La la la, she says, well that's alright if I can dream of you. Take your time, we'll stay forever. Cause we spend our lives apart trying to get it together. See you down at the Lowlanders. Take your time, we'll stay forever. Cause we spend our lives apart trying to get it together. Cause we spend our lives apart trying to get it together. Striving to get it together. Trying to get it together.
Happy St. Paddy's Day, everybody.
Excellent.
Lovely.
Love that. And is it available? Is the electric version on the single, or is it all acoustic? Or?
It's the full version.
Full version.
And there's a B-side, and there's a few other tracks that we've got on iTunes that you can have a browse through. But this is the full version that we did with Gavin Monaghan producing it. So.
At Magic Gardens.
Yes. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, he's worked with some major people. You are going to be the next one that makes it big, I think.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because it's.
And they were here first, Jason.
They were twice. In fact, yes. It's unusual we invite people back.
The milkshake.
These guys are well worth getting in for a second time round. Thank you for joining
us. Thank you very
much. Thanks for having us.
Lovely to have you here. Before we go, joined by an extra telephone call from Mr. Julian Britton from Wolverhampton Wanderers Football Club. Hello, sir.
Good evening, Jason. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm absolutely fine, mate. Thank you.
Good. Now, first things first, before we talk about other stuff, why on earth had you got your backside out on the Express and Star website today when I happened to be clicking on their video news?
I know. Well, basically, can I just say, it was a photo stunt. We're promoting a fashion show that we're holding on the 7th of April in conjunction with Harvey Nichols. And the whole intention of it is to raise, hopefully, over £6,000 for Everyman Cancer Charity, which is testicular and prostate cancer charity. So a very, very worthwhile cause. And the only way we can get, you know, publicity for an event like that is to take our clothes off, unfortunately.
You'll take your clothes off at a moment's notice?
Drop of a hat, yeah, literally.
You'd anything to get your nipple piercing out you. I know what you're like. But all a good cause, and a nice little plug for it there as well. If you want more information, just look for Naked Julian on the Express Star website. What is it filed under?
I don't know. It's just on the homepage of the videos. I mean, just ignore the naked bodies, but the telephone number's on there and details of the fashion show. So, you know, as Jason, as you've said, it is a very, very worthwhile cause.
Tell us about some of the other stuff you got going on, because in a little advertisement feature, there's a Beatles night coming up at Molyneux, isn't
there? There is indeed. Yeah, we've decided to relaunch our special event nights. We used to do them quite a lot in years gone by. But with recession kind of last year and the year before, we decided to put it on hold for a while, but we are up and running again. And yeah, you're right, we've got Complete Beatles back at Molyneux. They're here next Friday, the 26th of March, and it's going to be one of the best live music events that we do at Molyneux. I know the Complete Beatles have been here before, and they are exceptionally good.
And you're doing it as a good value night out, because not only is it only £27.50, but there's a special deal if you come to two events at Molyneux, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, we've also got ABBA on the 28th of May, and yes, you're right, we are giving people the option to buy for the both of them for £50 a person. So, basically £25 a night for a three-course sit-down meal, live entertainment from either the Complete Beatles or ABBA now on the 28th of May, and disco until 1 o'clock.
So, good value, great fun, and great food as well.
Indeed, and I promise to keep my clothes on.
Is that a guarantee?
Yes.
It would put you right off your dessert, I know that much.
Definitely.
Julian, thanks for joining us.
That's a pleasure. Thanks very much indeed for that, Jason.
Done for now.
Thanks, bye.
So, another exciting episode all done and dusted?
Yes, I think so. And I've already got a guest for next week as well.
You said this last week.
No, I have.
You promised us mid-jour last week.
I know.
And it didn't happen, did it?
Are you disappointed?
I'm not surprised. Zoe letting us down again. So back next week for more here in the Milk Bar.
Yes, thank you.
Zoe, thank you for joining us. And to the rest of the gang too. Ta-ra for now.
Woo! Jason and Zoe, the Milk Bar. Yeah.